So, Father, for the joy set before you, you endured the cross. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, whatever we have to endure, we will go through it with you, walking with us and in us, and doing everything that we need for us, within us, Lord, to gird us up and give us strength and fortitude, and to give us peace and clarity and understanding and wisdom. And Lord, you are able to lead us in the way that will bring us into the promise that you have given each one of us, Lord. You have sown a promise in each one of our hearts. So Lord, whatever it is that we're believing you for, you shall come bring it to pass. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You will bring it to pass. So Lord, we put our trust in you. We put our faith in you. We put our hope in you. And hope that is seen is not hope, Lord. Hope that is seen is already the finished work. But faith is the finished work. And hope is that which we have put within you, Lord. We believe your word. We choose to believe your word. So, Lord, we put our hope and trust in you. And we put our faith in the finished work. Lord, we expect you to bring to pass that which you've promised us. So, Lord, we thank you for it in advance. We thank you for all that you're doing to get us there. We thank you, Father, for the power that works within our members to lead us into the promised land. And Lord, we put a good report on our tongue. We speak that which is positive and faithful instead of that which our flesh would condemn, our flesh would speak negative about, Lord. We speak positive faith that you are able and willing to bring us into your promise. And Lord, forever and ever and ever, we shall spend eternity with you, and that promise shall never fade. So Lord, that's not the only promise we're hoping for, but it is the end of our faith. And so Lord, we put our faith in you for eternity as well, Lord. We love you, Lord. We put our trust in you for everything concerning us. And we ask in Jesus Christ's name for the Holy Spirit to rise up within us and give us victory in our inner man over everything that our flesh would desire, to walk in newness of life, to walk in victory, and to defeat defeat. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. So let it be done. We dedicate this day to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and so be it.